One region in Iraq that's already seen a troop surge is the Anbar province, the Sunni-dominated area in western Iraq. In November, 2,200 additional Marines arrived in Anbar as part of the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit. The so-called 15th MEU is led by Colonel Brian Boudreau, and Colonel Boudreau joins us now from the Camp Korean village near Rutbar, Iraq. Colonel, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Anbar province has been the most deadly province for American forces. Over 1,000 troops have died in just this one province. Back in August, we learned about a classified military assessment of the Anbar region. A senior military officer said the U.S. had, at that point, not been defeated militarily, but had been defeated politically. How do you turn a situation like that around?
I'm not sure. We got in here in mid-November, and what I can say is that we are winning. Winning to me is defined as progress being made with the introduction of Iraqi Highway Patrol, Iraqi police, customs police, additional forces for the Department of Border Enforcement, and additional Iraqi army units being trained. I'm very optimistic about the direction that this is going. We need to stay the course, and we need to be committed to creating these security force institutions, not necessarily Iraqi army. I think out here, Iraqi police and Iraqi highway patrol are the long-term answer.
Now, I understand that the Iraqi police there, you've had some success in recruiting Sunnis to actually join the police force, but the army is still primarily Shia. And I guess the real question seems to be, can or will the Shia and the Sunni people in Iraq ever agree to live and to work together? Is it possible that the Shias who now run the government and the army are so bitter that they have no interest in making accommodations for the Sunnis?
We're in predominantly a Sunni area, and we're working through some of the issues on getting them to step up and support of their government to volunteer for those security forces that I just mentioned, and we are starting to see success. And to me, that's the long-term vision here. For everybody, victory is going to be secure, stable, self-governing Iraq. And we're working our hardest, at least for the time that we're here, to make that happen.
The time that you're here, you know, when we talk about a surge, by definition, that is something that is temporary. So what happens when you let up the pressure?
Well, for our time here, the goal is to try to create enough Iraqi policemen where the insurgents can't get the upper hand. Right now, it's a reassurance is what we need to give them in a system as until they can get their legs underneath them.
You know, we've talked about sectarian strife, but there's also a question of sectarian loyalty. When you have success in recruiting Sunni security forces or Sunni policemen, how do you make sure that they will actually fulfill their jobs if it means cracking down on fellow Sunnis?
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's going to come with leadership and the whole loyalty piece, you're right. That's something that's going to have to get sorted out within their parliament. I think those things are still being looked at and developed.
You seem to be saying this is something that will not happen quickly. Do you have the support for that?
That's a question you're going to have to turn to the American people. It's got my support, and I'm personally willing to stay the course on this until the job is done.
Just one last question, sir. You have struck such an optimistic note, but I can't help but think of that intelligence memo that surfaced back in August. And at that point, the chief of intelligence for the Marine Corps said that there was nothing that the U.S. military could do to improve the political and the social situation there. That seems to be distinctly at odds with what I'm hearing from you now.
I think it is. I'm not trying to paint too rosy a picture. There are significant challenges that lie ahead. But I can just tell you, in the less than two months that the 15th MEU has been on deck, we've suppressed the insurgency. We've stemmed the flow of foreign fighters. We've now created the conditions and working with the people of Rupa to help bring some sense of security into their city.
Colonel Boudreau, good to talk to you. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
That was Colonel Brian Boudreau, and he's the head of the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit. He spoke to us from the Camp Korean village in Rutbar, Iraq.